Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
We're here. We're here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, around the room, bring me the news story that tickled your pickle this morning.
That sounds weird.
It is weird.
But okay.
Yeah, what tickled your pickle, Eddie?
So I saw that Sofia Coppola, who is Francis Ford Coppola's daughter.
Who's Francis Ford Coppola? Yeah,
he directed The Godfather. He's a huge director.
Got it.
Like, big.
I've heard his name, but I don't know. I've never seen Godfather, but yes.
Well, this is his daughter. She's done a few movies that you may watch, but she's doing a new movie about Priscilla Presley. It's called Priscilla, and it comes out in October, and it's supposed to be awesome. And it tells her side of the story, not Elvis's, but her side of being, you know, 13 years old and dating Elvis and then marrying him.
She's still alive, though.
Correct.
Which is cool because she could say true or not true. Is she involved in it at all?
She's not part of it, but she said that she did consult Sophia, and they talked about it. And
okay, then I've seen...
And she said Sophia did a great job. She's already seen the movie.
Then I've seen some stories related to this that I didn't know were related to this. Where she... Because Elvis, like, started dating her when she was, like, 14.
Correct.
But I heard they didn't, like, do
anything. Right. They did. That's what she said. She goes, he was more, like, lonely and just needed somebody to hang out with. I mean, that's the likeliest word. But still... You know, if true, because Elvis was a weird guy.
Yeah, and he was a massive superstar, too.
And that he got, yes, and that's what made him even weirder. He could do nothing. And there's, no, he should, you can't do that. You can't.
So he was a superstar when he met her?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's creepy and it's still, and it's awful.
Ugh.
Well, he met her in the army while he was in Germany, I believe. And then he had
the daughter of one of the guys, like higher military guys.
Correct. And he had to ask her, like, hey, can she move to America with us?
Different time, but still, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Ugh.
But it makes me, if that's true, where he didn't do anything dirty with a kid, that does make me feel a little bit better.
And
but
if she's saying that, I mean,
right, she's saying it.
Tell me his age again.
24. She was 14.
No, I mean, like,
I hear you. It was also 1959,
I know.
And that's no excuse. But I don't know what they were doing back then. It feels like everybody in 1959 was doing one of those things where a horse pulls the pull in the garden.
No,
the plow?
That's not
the plow.
That far
yeah,
back.
No, it's like
far.
Everybody's plowing fields and dating 14-year-olds. Man, it's crazy back then. Doesn't sound good. Was that your question?
His age?
Yeah. I don't like it. It's bad.
Yeah, I saw the article about how she was 14 and she said nothing happened, but I didn't know his age.
When they got married, she was 21, and
so
he was 32.
They were
Well, she had to leave her family and move in with Elvis's family, and I think Elvis's parents
had to be her parents.
Her parents.
Dude,
technically.
So at 24, he lived with his parents?
Well, at 24.
They all lived together.
They all lived together. He was taking care of them. He's very poor.
Okay. So
when he started making money, he got the parents to move in with him.
Elvis is from?
He's from Memphis.
No.
Mississippi.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I were from Mississippi and everybody thought Elvis was from Memphis, that's where Graceland was, I'd be so offended.
Yeah.
It'd be like if people were like, no, Johnny Cash is from Tennessee because Nashville. No, Johnny Cash is from Arkansas.
I know, but I got there.
You did.
Too quickly. I answered too fast.
Anyway, I'm excited about that movie.
Yeah, me too now.
That's going to be really cool.
14, though, man. That's tough.
It's
that's weird. But, like, people used to get married at 14 anyway back then.
But they were marrying other 14-year-olds.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, kids, it's a weird time where kids are, like, fighting in wars and smoking cigarettes at age 9.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess.
But Elvis, that's weird, dude.
He's dead. He's not listening.
He might be.
Oh, gosh. He could be in here right now.
I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Lunchbox, you're up.
Raise your hand if you've ever dined and dashed.
I've never dined and dashed.
No one? All right, There's this place, Rick's on the River in Tampa, Florida. The owner was tired of dine and dashers, so he installed 16 security cameras. And over the last 2 years, if you dine and dash, he puts video you on Facebook and says, hey, if you know this person, let them know they dined and dashed. And numerous customers have returned to pay their bill.
So he takes it down?
Begging him to take the video off the internet.
That's awesome.
Hilarious. Good job. Amy, what do you got?
Okay, so there's an airline that's testing out adult-only zones.
Doesn't sound good. Sounds like a lot of people want to get pregnant.
No.
Is that what that is?
They're doing is it's got a certain section of the plane.
I've got two adult-only zones on my body right now.
That has, I guess, maybe thicker walls and curtains to where no babies or kids are allowed in that section. And the upgrade is only going to cost people about $49.
Wait, what are they doing in there?
It's just that you won't end up with a crying
screaming
child
baby.
Or baby. And the way the plane, where they have it equipped is you're less likely to hear them. Because
they should call it
like
a kidless zone instead of an adult zone, though. Because adult zone is what I see all the truckers pull off on the interstate.
Adult only
XXX adult zone.
Yeah.
That to me is what adult zone sounds like. Mm-hmm. But I get it. They're trying to cater to people who are like, I can't fly with this screaming baby.
Right.
I had a screaming baby next to me for a whole flight.
How was that?
It was fine because I just felt bad for the parent when the baby wasn't feeling good.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't even have kids to have that empathy.
But we should. Yeah.
I know. I just felt bad for him because I was like, you know, the dad doesn't want to have this kid. It's a dad and a baby.
Yeah, dad's not doing it.
And the baby doesn't feel good. And so I have good headphones. So I just turned it up. But I felt bad for the kid. Yeah. Finally, a woman went into labor at the Beyonce show and stayed until the end.
No way.
Did she have the baby there?
Sarah Frances Jones went into labor while enjoying Monday's Beyonce concert in Los Angeles. They documented their experience on social media, and it shows her in a silver dress and headband dancing along to the music, and then she has to sit down because of labor pains. The video then cuts her giving birth in the delivery room with the proud dad holding the baby. As the concert went on, they were like, we're just going to wait. We're going to hold. And when they did, they immediately got to the hospital, and the baby came out.
Wow.
That's awesome.
New York Post. There you go. And the baby's name is Beyonce Yeb.
Stop.
Which is Beyonce backward.
Really?
It's not. I struggled saying Eons Beb. I was looking
That's
at
hard.
It. Yes, it is. All right, thank you. We are here. We are ready. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I operate a gift shop in a small town. I think most of my customers really appreciate the products I sell and the personal top-notch service I strive to provide. Every once in a while, I get a customer who cannot be satisfied. It's rare. But it seems like 100% of the times that this happens, the disgruntled customer writes an awful review of my business. By contrast, I have hundreds of satisfied customers who are totally happy with the business, but they never write positive reviews. As a result, my review rating doesn't always look the best because it's just the bad ones. How can I get my rating to reflect the real experience people have with my business? Signed, Small Business Brian. This is the internet in general. People literally only write stuff and say stuff if they want to complain. You don't have a lot of compliments being passed out just for the sake of compliments. What you have to do, honestly, is encourage people to leave reviews. And it does feel probably a little bit cringe to be like, please write a review for me. But I have found, and I've written a couple good reviews, where people have been like, hey, if you have a few extra minutes, would you mind writing a review? It'd really help us. That's it.
Can you offer a discount if like somebody writes a good review?
How they can approve it.
Show me the review.
I don't know.
It's a whole system.
Yeah. Seems like a lot. But they're the small businesses, they are affected. Like my sister and her husband have a little coffee shop, and there's sometimes people, if they have like one bad experience and it's not even something that should be a bad experience at all whatsoever, it was really the customer's problem. And they go and they do 1 star and they leave a horrible review and it drops everything down.
Yeah.
And so it really can affect a small like business.
I would encourage people, if they look like they're positive, to write something positive. Hey, if you get a few minutes, would you mind writing a good review? It really helps us out. That's it.
And if you do that enough times, some people are going to be like, yeah. Some people don't even know. They'd love to, but they don't really know that that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you need help, ask for it. Doesn't mean in this situation, in any other situation. Because if someone asked you for help, you would, in a second, you would help somebody. But we're always like, oh, I don't want to ask and be a burden. Well, what if people were like that to you? You'd be like, no, they shouldn't. I want to help. So then why don't you just take some of that medicine that you're giving out?
Yeah.
I also do think honest reviews are helpful, but if you have one experience somewhere and then you're going to like take it to the internet and make them look really bad when...
Some people just have lives that, yeah, that they feel like their life sucks, so they need to also make sure other people's lives
right
sucks.
Right. It's like, okay, well, at least have some sort of, you know, number for yourself of how many times something goes wrong before you go be naked.
The point is to inflict pain.
As a business owner, can you write your own reviews?
Yeah.
Like, just go in there and just
every good review we have on the Bobby Bush Show podcast is me creating an account.
That's what he needs to do.
I love Lunchbox. Yeah. Bobby's funny. That's all me.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely, fun segment. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! We'll go around the room. Everybody share a fun fact. I live sometimes in a part of TikTok that's Bob Ross TikTok.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
I watched one, and I watched the whole thing. Watched him paint the whole thing. Then I watched one where he brought us. He's like, my son's also a painter. His son's awesome.
Really?
And it's so peaceful to watch Bob Ross paint.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's crazy. And then I started to look up, because we went to on our vacation looking at a bunch of art. I don't know anything about art, but we're in other countries. And I'm like looking at Michelangelo and Da Vinci and Rembrandt. And so I Google how much for a Bob Ross painting. They're like $60,000.
Really?
Wow.
It's crazy. That's
not
even a fun
fact. He did those in like 10 minutes, too.
Yeah, on like PBS, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Bob Ross made 1,143 paintings during his career on PBS.
Wow.
The majority of them are stored at the headquarters of Bob Ross, Inc. in Virginia. And his business partner says they don't have any plans to sell them because it wasn't really Bob's thing. Now you can find some, which I've found on eBay. Like, I'm not buying it. But that's what I looked for. When it was like, let's find fine art, all I knew was Bob Ross.
That's your dude.
But he did 1,100 paintings.
Wow.
The episodes. He was so good. Amy, what do you have?
So the Three Musketeers candy bar, it used to come in three flavors. That's why it's called Three Musketeers. It was in the 30s. There was chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Again, hence the name. But then they had to cut down during World War II due to rationing.
They only afford one musketeer.
Yeah.
They had to let two go.
Yeah, they had to let go of the strawberry and vanilla. So that's why chocolate.
Good.
Those
are the two to let go. Neapolitan ice cream, I just go for the chocolate and then a little bit of vanilla.
I know, but yeah.
You leave the strawberry there?
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Koalas, elephants, rats, mice, and rhinos are all herbivores. So when they're babies, they don't have enough bacteria in their stomach to break down the food. So they eat their parents' poop.
Ugh.
And a herbivore means...
I don't know.
Oh, it means plants only.
Eat plants.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant, but I just knew that they didn't have enough bacteria.
You just settled in on the poop.
I settled in. Yeah. You guys were like, oh, he's going with something different. But then
no, we knew you weren't.
You hit it at the end with, they eat their parents' poop.
Yeah, we're waiting for some sort of poop or pee or vomit. Yeah. Eddie?
Bananas. You know what they look like. Mm-hmm. They're curvy. And they get their curve because when they grow...
Did you just run out of the studio to grab that?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you had diarrhea or something.
No, I needed a show and tell.
Got it.
Yeah, so here's a banana, guys. The reason it's curved like that, because the way it grows, this end grows towards the sun.
Is that why my... Never mind.
What?
Okay.
No.
All right. Morgan?
3 of the 7 super volcanoes in the world are in the United States, and one of them is Yellowstone National Park.
Wow. We went by the volcano in Pompeii. Which the whole city was covered in. It killed everybody.
Yeah.
Ash.
Pompeii.
And I'd always heard about it, but I didn't really... I was there, and I was like, let me read all about it.
That's in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's down, like, south, like, near the coast. We drove right by it. And the guy was like, that's the volcano Pompeii. And I was like, oh, cool. So I'm reading about it. And I'm like, I think it could go off again at any time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Kill everybody. And so we have how many here?
Well, there's 7 in the world, and 3 are in the United States. And
Hawaii's
the entire...
one, right?
It might be. The entire Yellowstone National Park, I was just there. It's all covered in these geysers and hot springs. And the reason is because it could literally blow up at any second.
And you used to think a geyser was called a...
Geezer.
There you go.
Geezer.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Terry Lauerman, he couldn't sit around after he retired from teaching. He's 80 years old, used to teach Spanish, and now he's officially a cat napper. He goes to a no-kill pet shelter called Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary, and he naps and plays with the cats that are there. And they put him on TikTok, and he's gotten so popular that $100,000 has been raised for the pet sanctuary, which is really cool. This is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I mean, this is good for cats or dogs. They need someone to lay and that they feel safe with.
He goes to sleep. He goes to this place, he goes to sleep, and the cats crawl on him and lay on him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's known
catnap.
As...
Get it?
Yeah, catnap.
Yeah, I read this story yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when Amy, I did that tease a second ago, I thought we'd already done the story. And I was like, oh, we've already done this, guys. And you guys are like, no. And I'm like, oh, no, I read it. And I was so interested in it myself. I've been thinking about it for like a whole day.
His name is Cat Grandpa Terry. And he really went there to start just helping out with the cats.
It feels gross, though. I love that he's doing it. But a bunch of cats on you while you sleep. That just feels gross. But yes, it's a great thing. It's not me doing it.
He started off just brushing them and grooming them and helping them in their little... crate area, but then he would fall asleep. So then,
you know, he's got so many hairballs in his throat. Like at 8 o'clock.
So yeah, literally sleeping is a part of his job.
Thank you. It is good. I love when people help animals. Yeah. And he's helping animals, and he's raising money for them. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82 game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's time for Easy Trivia. It's the easiest trivia game around. Amy has her tiara. And so let's do the first category. Nobody goes home. The category is modern country music. What country artist released the hit song Body Like a Back Road in 2017?
Sam Hunt.
Correct. Good job. Easy trivia. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What group released the song Girl Crush in 2014?
A great song. Little Big Town.
Correct. Boom. Eddie, you are still eliminated.
Oh, my God. This game's lasted forever.
Mm-hmm. I really hadn't.
What artist debut single My Church became a hit in 2016, Morgan?
Maren Morris.
Correct. Abby, who recorded the song Die a Happy Man?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct. Good. Now, nobody would go home, but if you would have missed it and you would have went home, you'd have heard this.
You've been boned.
You're playing a five. Amy, three. Abby, two. Morgan, two. Lunchbox, one.
It's all jam-packed right there in the middle.
You're not in the middle, though.
That's all right.
You're at the end. Morgan's whooping, and you always give her a hard time.
I ain't worried about it.
All right.
If you ain't first, you're last.
You are last.
Yeah, but they're last, too.
Yeah, but you're last.
It's cool.
You're last.
Hey, if you ain't first, you're last.
Okay, here we go. Famous cereals. Easy trivia. Amy, what cereal features colorful, ring-shaped pieces often associated with the slogan, they're magically delicious?
Fruit Loops.
What the?
What?
I'm not.
You've been boned.
Mm-mm. Lucky Charms.
Oh, what'd you say?
You
say
said
it again.
Circular.
What cereal features colorful ring-shaped pieces and is often associated with the slogan, they're magically delicious?
Lucky Charms are brown with like marshmallow.
But they're
things.
Magically delicious.
But ring-shaped colored cereal.
Yellow card.
Okay, does anybody else think that's a little confusing?
Yes. I would have missed it, Amy. I don't know how you...
Mike D, let's let Mike D speak for it.
I stand by the question. I wrote the question.
Yeah.
I think the tagline also gives it away, too.
Yeah, they're magically delicious.
The pieces are colorful.
The marshmallows are colorful, not the rings.
Colorful, ring-shaped pieces.
Did you listen to the whole question?
You didn't listen to the whole question?
They're magically delicious. It's the slogan, it's connected. I say it stands.
It stands. What do the little grain things look like?
They're brown.
Different shapes.
They're brown, and they're not all round.
I actually had a bowl on vacation.
They're not
None
all
of them
round.
Were circles. But I'm going to say, you're boned. Ah, let's go.
And yellow carded.
Oh, and yellow carded. I forgot about that.
Anything else? Will be one more yellow card. Oh, they do. You know what? Those shapes are kind of ring-shaped. Yeah, they're different things. There are a lot of circular ones. I'm looking at them right now. Come look at this.
I'm good. I'm happy with it. It means I'm coming back.
Some of them look like bells.
Yeah. Like all different shapes.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. There's a hole in them as a circle,
You got to yell. I'd be quiet.
What cereal brand offers flakes of corn that are frosted with Tony the Tiger as the mascot?
Frosted Flakes.
Correct. What cereal is known for its colorful rainbow-shaped pieces and associated with the tagline, follow your nose.
Follow your nose? In colorful-shaped pieces? Oh, my gosh. As a rainbow? I don't think I've ever had this cereal.
Follow your nose.
Can you repeat the shapes part?
What cereal is known for... This is the most controversial category in the history of cereals. What cereal is known for the colorful rainbow-shaped pieces and is often associated with the tagline, follow your nose?
Is it Trix?
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
Dang.
The toucan?
Fruit Loops.
That's what I said.
Toucan Sam, the nose.
Yeah, I've never heard that tagline.
I'm not going to speak.
Abby, what cereal is known for its honey-flavored O's shape and bee mascot?
Oh, I am... Okay, those are Cheerios. Honey... Yeah.
I need you to be more specific than Cheerios. What cereal is known for its honey-flavored O's shape and bee mascot?
Stop laughing! What are you laughing at? I need to be more specific than Cheerios?
Yes. I'm going to read it one more time. What cereal is known for its honey-flavored O's shape and bee mascot?
Stop! Yellow card!
You can't give yellow cards.
Honeycomb.
5 seconds.
Frosted Cheerios.
You've been boned.
I just won!
Honey Nut Cheerios. which are different than regular Cheerios.
I gotta blame vacation brain, guys. We're just back from vacation. I understand.
Woo! All right.
Let's go!
Two rounds? What was that?
No, it's one.
One round.
One after the free round.
Yeah, after the free round.
That was amazing.
Easy intro.
Lunchbox, congratulations.
Thank you!
Good job.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's easy trivia. Thank you, everybody. Here's a voicemail from last night.
Has anyone ever told Ray that he looks like Mario Cantone? I was watching the show And Just Like That last night, and I was like, that is Ray. Ray, you and Mario Cantone, is that your real twin brother? Just asking.
Can someone fill me in on who Mario Cantone is?
Don't really know.
Because I see him now in a picture, and he's like somebody that I've seen before, but I don't know what he does.
Sex in the City is his big one.
He's an actor.
An actor from Sex and the City.
Oh, the bread guy, right? This year, he makes bread? Okay. This in Just Like That, he's a bread baker. Mm. He was married to Stan.
He does look like Ray.
Yep. Lee?
He's 63, though, which is crazy because he looks a lot younger.
Yeah, he does. I would have never guessed he was 63.
Wow. Ray, do you think you look like this guy?
Yeah, big eyes, big bird eyes. There's a lot of people that look like me.
Kind heart.
Yeah, I like that he's in Sex and the City, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's good future.
But that's not you.
Yeah, dude, that's really not you. Yeah. What, Amy?
It is probably his height, too, maybe.
Oh, small feller?
Well, no. Ray's not small. We
yes,
are 5'6".
Small.
I think this guy maybe not. Is
he 5'6"? He's 1.66 meters tall, according to Google.
Stop.
Apparently, I'm still Googling UK over here.
Stop.
That's that. So, thank you for that. I'll be in Vegas tomorrow night at the Virgin Hotel and Casino doing Comedically Inspirational. Would love for you guys to come if you're in Vegas. He's 5'5.5", so that's the same size as Ray.
Wow.
Yeah!
Ray, you're taller.
I'm like 5'6", but yeah.
I'm like 5'6". Yeah, you know what's like 5'6"? 5'5.5".
Right, but if I let us keep doing this, I'm going to be 5 foot in a year.
No, no.
You guys.
Well, what you're letting us do is actually be honest about it.
I'm taller than 5'5.5".
I can vouch. He's 5'6". We're the same exact
height. Guys, you're fighting about a half inch. There's no way you can tell.
Half inch? You fight about a half inch all the time.
I'm 6'1".
You are 6'1".
Do you want to see my driver's license?
Something. Because you put it on there.
I'm 6'5". You're right. But I wear shoes and I'm 6'1".
Okay.
No, only the right shoes, though, because some shoes I don't hit 6'1". I'll be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way, I'm Virgin Casino in Las Vegas tomorrow night. BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Parents who hope to raise kids smarter than, you know, the average kid need to do these two things. Sign them up for a sports team and put a book in their hand. Apparently, that combination is going
to
give
dinner.
Them...
Yeah, that's it.
No,
take them to school.
Yeah.
Some kids are like, honestly, for me, this probably resonated because my son wants to try out for the school soccer team, and we're spending so much time on homework that I'm thinking, how are we going to have time to play school soccer? But now I read this, and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to revisit because I think that soccer could also give him different thinking skills and help him learn other things.
Maybe, though, for me, for example... It was more about learning, not thinking skills, but how to deal with adversity, which is a massive part of being a success because in school or in life, because you learn that things don't always go your way. Actually, they don't. They rarely go your way. And it's how you deal with that. So I think that made me a lot more emotionally intelligent. Was I just was not a good athlete until about 10th or 11th grade. And then I got rejected by girls all the time, too. It was nonstop rejection.
Oh, man.
But I learned how to deal with it.
I think you're absolutely right. And they're saying the cognitive skills you get from learning plays and your brain memorizing things, like, that helps with when you're trying to also memorize other stuff.
Put an instrument in their hand. Like, if you have to pick, though, between...
See, this is so hard.
Between sports or an instrument. And I never played an instrument. I wish I'd have been in band just to learn that.
You mean like guitar or tuba?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I wish I would have learned music.
Yeah, something.
Because I bought a guitar from a pawn shop and then just bought a chord sheet at Walmart. That's the only training, like classic training I've had.
And it's not like you got to tour the country playing music or anything.
I know, that's what I mean, man. I just said it.
I mean, I'm thinking back to those athletes, the football players in high school that were in the marching band and then they would also play on the football team.
That was great.
They got to be killing it now.
Dan Hampton, who played at the University of Arkansas, All-American defensive player, he would play for the University of Arkansas and then in his football pads playing the band at halftime.
I love
Even in college?
Yeah, no, in college, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then he went to play for the Bears.
See?
But yeah, he would do that. Yeah, that's really rare.
Yeah, we had one guy in high school, Nick Batani, but that was it. And he was the captain, man. And his dad was the band leader. He was the band director.
Oh, we kind of had to then.
And
oh,
so yeah. he would dominate on the football field. He wouldn't even go in for the halftime speech. Out there in his uniform, get some water, go back out there and play.
That's cool. I wish... Yes, any of that stuff. Exposing people to things just helps them learn.
Yes. Well, yes. This particular study just showed a school sports team plus reading a lot will help. But that always will help, I think. San Antonio has a school that is getting a lot of backlash because they have this special pass that they're giving girls if it's their time of the month. So...
What's the backlash, though? Because before I say something, and mm-hmm. I'd rather not, I was checking my calendar, I'd rather not get canceled today, so you go first.
Right. Well, because, I mean, I had weird feelings about it, too, because I'm like, why would parents be upset? Because, you know, bathroom privileges often get abused. Kids yeah. try to go to the bathroom when they really don't need to, and then that can affect girls that really absolutely do need to go, but they can't be like, hey, this is what's going on with me. And I think that it needs to be figured out in a different way, because the pass is purple.
Like, prove it?
No. Oh. I'm okay with a pass, but somehow it needs to be like something else. Because the problem is the parents are like, well, now my sixth grade daughter has to go up and ask for this purple pass. And when she's
You're
seen
walking around with the purple
with the
pass,
purple pass
then, one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple pass eater.
Which,
remember that purple people eater? Yes. I thought about that song forever.
Part of me just wants more discussion about it so yes. that kids get more familiar with it. And this is part of life. And then it's not an awkward thing.
There's no purple pass, though. It should just be a bathroom pass. And it should... There should be an understanding, and people are going to abuse every privilege, and I would rather it be abused than it not be allowed.
Right.
Meaning, when I was in school, here, I'm going to give you and you've heard this woe is me story, but I just think about it in instances like this. I got free lunch because we couldn't afford to buy lunch from school, so we had to go stand in a different line. It was humiliating.
Yes. Yeah.
They made all the, and I didn't go to a rich school anyway, but still, we were the poorest of the, they made all of us go stand in a separate line. It was huge. So there were times I just wouldn't eat because I'm like, I'm not being embarrassed today.
Mm.
Where, not, don't cry for me right now. Wait till the segment's over. But it just, that we shouldn't have separated it. There should just be a system where purple pass, it should just be the bathroom pass. I'd rather somebody cheat the system than not be allowed to go. I'd rather somebody be free that's guilty from prison than somebody go to prison who didn't do it.
What about you separate all of them? Poop pass, pee pass.
Now we're talking. That's an even better idea.
Throw up pass.
Yes. I didn't think about it. Yeah. Nosebleed. Right, everything, right. Every bodily fluid has a different
It's like brown,
color.
Yellow,
yeah.
Red.
Wow. That's disgusting. Okay.
Well, I like that they're trying to make sure that these girls get bathroom access when they need it, but we just...
And female products should be free.
Yeah. At school?
That should be covered by our taxes. It's a natural thing that everybody has. It should be covered.
Which if you do have, some people don't know this, but if you have like a HSA card, like we do here, we can put money into it. I know not every company has it, but you can use that at Target or Walgreens or CVS. It'd be separate from everything else you're buying, but you can use that.
I don't know what that is, but I appreciate that.
You have an HSA card. Do you not use it?
Sonic?
It's called a health savings account.
Safeway? Okay, I don't. Yes.
All right. Well, we need to get you to sign up. Tim McGraw told a funny story of how record executives back in the day would ask him to tweak a few things in a song, and he would totally agree with them. And then he'd come back a few days later with the same exact song, but he'd tell them that he made the tweaks. And they're like, oh, yeah, this sounds so much better. It was just that the higher ups, they just want to have a say in something. And as long as they think you took their advice, mm-hmm. then they're good to go.
Classic execs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
Classic execs. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Victoria Sadler, she's playing the lottery and she doesn't win. So she enters her second chance lottery drawing where you scan the ticket and they draw a random winner. And she got $25,000. Woo!
I never thought they really gave away money in that one. I thought they just like took your addresses and...
Yeah, I thought they would spam you.
Yeah,
and they really
give
away the money. So she goes to the lottery office, gets her $25,000 and literally gets done. And there's a gas station across the street. She's like, Pick five is my favorite game. I'm going to go do my grandson's birthday. Boom, boom, boom. She won $50,000.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Good for her. Hey, that's pretty cool.
It's hard for her to tell the story.
I know. That's why we made him. He had another one he picked out, but Somebody switched them out and made them do that one.
It's like, wow, she says she's going to Disney World.
Great. Good. That didn't hurt you at all. It doesn't hurt you at all. It doesn't affect your life any.
It should give you hope.
No, no. It's amazing. How can you win $25,000 and literally walk across the street, buy one ticket,
and win $50,000? Like minutes later.
Minutes later. Yeah,
hey, I feel good. You just told me something good and I like it.
I spend many minutes going across the street to buy one ticket. And guess what
happened? She's been doing it for years too and it hasn't worked for her yet.
Oh, man.
I love it for her. She's a teacher. What does she do again?
I don't care.
Oh, maybe I'm just assigning good things for her. She gives back. She works at the soup kitchen.
She's great volunteers. Person.
Yes. We're happy for her. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.